Joseph Longuero lives in the Austin area. He owns a single-engine Cirrus SR-22. It's a fast, modern glass cockpit four-seat airplane.
When it first happened, I was taking lessons for my instructor's license, the CFI. You know, the flight schools weren't taking people. And then flying someplace was like, every place you go is closed. You know, you can get in the air and just fly for no reason. And I'm not much of a person to fly for no reason.
Pilots like Longuero, on-demand air charter pilots, cargo pilots, corporate and business aviation, aircraft owners who fly for personal or business reasons, and much more, they all fall under the category general aviation. According to the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, general aviation provides more than 1% of the United States GDP, accounting for 1.3 million jobs in professional services and manufacturing. And the COVID-19 pandemic has touched most every one of those jobs. Lewis pilots a corporate jet. He declined to give TPR his last name so as to protect the privacy of the aircraft's owners. His plane can accommodate a dozen passengers. It's used for personal and business trips for the owners and sometimes leased out for on-demand charter trips.
Prior to COVID, we were averaging probably 5 days a month of flying charter, which was quite a bit for us, along with the regular principal's trips. So it was five days a month additional in charter stuff. And since then, as of March 20th, we've only done really two charter flights.
Al Hyde is a retired airline captain. He's now a contract pilot flying the Pilatus PC-12 single-engine turboprop for several different owners. He generally flew about 45 to 50 hours per month, but then the COVID-19 pandemic hit.
It went to zero for 2 months. For, I think it was April and May, went to zero.
But now, he says it's slowly picking up again.
I started flying again in June and a few trips and July, so I'm back to flying a couple of times a week. And I see on the schedule that's looks like it's going to increase again. So we're headed back to, I would say, about 60% or so of what I was doing.
And other aspects of general aviation seem to be doing quite well economically. For example, air cargo operations. The Bureau of Transportation Statistics recently reported that domestic air cargo is either holding steady or slightly up from this time last year. And there's at least some anecdotal evidence that the cargo business is flying these days like it's Christmas year-round, possibly because more people are stuck at home shopping online. Flight schools are starting to come back, too. Casey Ratliff owns and operates Texas Skies Flight School at Bernie Stage Airport, just northwest of San Antonio. When the lockdowns began in March, Ratliff says his business dropped dramatically. But now he's seeing a new kind of customer coming out to learn to fly.
There's a percentage of people out there that, you know, feel like commercial flying has become even much more of a hassle or a risk, if you will. And so, I've had a group of clientele that has spawned because of the outbreak, wanting to learn how to fly so that they can just get themselves from point A to point B.
He's also seeing more young people who are looking to get into aviation as a profession.
You know, the next generation of pilots, we still got to produce those. And I think some of those kids actually have a little foresight into that and are out here, you know, learning how to fly.
No one can predict the future of aviation, especially during a pandemic. But one thing's for sure. There are and always will be people who look to the sky and want to be there, far above a troubled world. I'm Jerry Clayton in San Antonio.